Welcome to Talks with Maria and 213. Okay, guys, episode 213. It's fucking crazy that I'm even saying that. 213, we're talking about sales, spirituality, being convincing enough for people to say yes to you in your programs, business, and everything underneath that. So enjoy, dive in, let's begin. Hello, hello. I absolutely love sunny days. Today we have a sunny day. And it's kind of funny that I'm so excited about having a sunny day because here in Vegas, sunny days come in abundance. But this spring season, it has been fleeting. We have not had a lot of sunny days. We've had more cold and wintry days. You would almost think we live in like the Midwest is the vibe of where of the weather is. So one of the things I want to talk to you guys about today is how I love talking about sales and the connection of sales and spirituality. You know, a lot of people are worried about sales in their business, and they worry about it to the point where they don't make any sales in their business. And the reason why they don't make sales is usually one really big thing, and it's one really big thing that I think a lot of people don't work on. And two things that people don't work on. And it's number one is that they are not working on how they convey themselves in their marketing, in videos, in conversations. They're not persuasive enough, you know. And I was thinking about the word convincing. And how you have to actually be super convincing when you pitch someone. You have to be convincing. And, you have to fucking be a persuasive person, you know, when you talk to people about your services. Like, how good are you at convincing people that you are the person to help them exactly with their problem? How good are you? And many times people are not convincing enough, and they're almost relying more on the person to just believe. Well, you know, I already did my part. So if they don't believe, then they don't believe. I'm not going to convince them anymore. I'm not going to try to sell them on it. But that is literally the world you're in when you are a business owner. You're constantly having to sell your services, right? I learned this concept a long time ago when I did this leadership program back when I was like in my early 20s. And it's really eye-opening now that I've experienced it and gone through the program. But they had said that you're constantly enrolling people into your idea. Whether you're in business, whether you are working for a corporation, whether you are doing this or that, you're constantly enrolling people into you, into your ideas, your beliefs. And this goes across everything. Like when you go to work for a company, you have to interview, right? And what's the interview process? The interview process is really just a sales pitch for you. It's your sales pitch to have you hired for the company. What happens when you are being courted by your spouse or that person that you're looking to have be married to? Well, you're selling them into being with you, right? And they're selling you into being with them. What about when you parent your child? You know, waking up in the morning to go to school. You're actually selling your child, you're selling the idea of, hey, today we get to go to school. In fact, every day until you're 18, until you graduate, and perhaps even in college if they decide to go to college. You're constantly enrolling people into your ideas, right? It could be your ideas, it could be society's ideas, but it's essentially a thing we all have to master and learn. And I think when we go into business, we realize that we actually have to fucking do this to make the business work. And when we don't make sales, we want to blame other people, like, or even blame you, but blame ourselves, but not in a way that really is like, oh yeah, that makes sense. You want to blame, you know, well, it's because the program's not done yet, or it's, well, because I don't know, like, I decided to take a hiatus. Like you're blaming it on things that is like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But what if you just got really good at convincing people to buy from you? And this goes into like the presence that we all need to have for your business, like online presence. You need to have, you know, your business presence. You need to have, you know, a series of videos. You know, I get so many like people who want to be on my show, and I'll do like, you know, if I know people and I got 14 minutes to get to my destination, you guys. If I know people that are, for example, they want to be on my show, right? And I know them. Like, I personally know them. I've seen them around. I have a relationship with them. I will hook them up and have them be on my show because I know them. Now, if I don't know you and you approach me, and I get so many approaches for people who want to be on my show. Why? Why do you think people want to be on my show? Why? I want you to think about it. Why would someone want to be on my show? Because I have built up a library of podcast episodes. Like, I have over 200 episodes, and I've really let go of recording episodes. I've kind of just been like, you know what? I've kind of been on 200 right now. I'm cool. You know, even right now I'm recording an episode, but like, I rarely do this now. You know, I kind of just chill with my podcast, and then I'll periodically throw up my lives on my podcast as a form of building my libraries still, but I don't continue to record episodes the way I used to. But the idea here is that I built up my library of podcast episodes to the point where people will constantly email me, DM me, you know, they'll message me, they'll say, hey, can I be on your show? Like, to the point where I've made it a thing where I charge for that now. Unless I know you, like I said, if I know you, I'll hook it up because it's not a big deal. I probably like you if I know you and we frequent each other. So, I'm saying this because I have sold pretty much my podcast. Like, I've sold the idea that I have something to say, and I've been consistent in my ability to say it in my podcast. So I've enrolled people that Maria knows her shit. Maria has been on this shit. Maria knows her shit. She has authority. She keeps on it. And she is unwavering in what she does. You see how it's an enrollment process. Everything is an enrollment process. You're enrolling people to lend you money, right? Like, let's say you gotta go get a car. You gotta have fucking good ass fucking credit. You gotta have an income to support that payment. But you have to have a set of things that enrolls that lender to say yes to you. So same thing for a business. You have to have a set of things You know, building your authority, number one. But the most important thing, the most important thing that supersedes every single thing is your ability to convey your message. The ability to move people with your words. And if you don't have that, all the authority in the world is shit. Because, you know, I see a lot of people go into being a coach, but they don't know how to present themselves in a convincing way. They don't have, you know, that conviction. And when they don't have that conviction, you guys, it's a problem. You don't make money. You don't get sales. You don't land for your prospects. And if you don't land for your prospects, you're not gonna move your business forward unless you learn how to convey yourself with power, conviction, belief. And what I like to do is I like to connect a lot of my conversations with people to my spirituality. And I always like to connect to source. You know, I ask myself, source, what and who do I need to become in this very moment to land for this person? And source never fails, never gives me the wrong advice. And every time I land for my prospects, I land for my clients. And that's how come my clients, my ability to keep my clients for a long period of time is so high, because of the spiritual aspect and the spiritual component I coach with and coach on. A lot of the things that we, you know, miss is right under our nose. It's right there. And if you're not willing to look at it, see it, feel it, hear it, you're not going to be able to change it. And all you got to do is make some tweaks. You know, like, for example, how do you learn how to have more conviction? Well, you have to know what you do for people. What do you do for people? You know, I have a client who is, she goes into different organizations and she helps them become, or the staff, more mindful. You know, so she has like a movement. There's a movement behind what she does. She helps corporate America, you know, be more mindful, have more mindfulness through yoga, through, I think it's called like movement yoga, through breathing exercises, all of these amazing things. And in order for her to land for the organization, she actually has to be convincing enough for the organization to make a decision, right? And I think the biggest problem with these organizations is that they are not seeing the urgency behind making the investment right away. And that is a common theme, because in the world of mindfulness, people don't see that there is a huge problem unless, you know, something explosive happens, like if someone just quits a job, or if they see a huge turnover rate out of nowhere. Like, something big like that is the only time where I think organizations can really see that there's a huge problem that needs fixing, right? But what about those little moments that led up to that quitting, the quiet quitting moments? What about those moments where, you know, people are literally crying in their offices, just so unhappy? Like, they're having to they have to get more smoke breaks in because they're so stressed the fuck out. What about those moments that big organizations are not looking at and not taking account to get to the explosive, more prominent moments to where they make that decision? And that's where I come in. Right? I help my client do that. I help her convey those moments where it's not about the explosive moments. It's actually about the little moments that people try to handle on their own, right? And that's where my client will help during lunch breaks, before work, after work, maybe even have a retreat for them. And to experience more of that mindfulness, to experience more of that healing, to heal that corporate trauma that I think a lot of people actually experience. And, you know, maybe even some racial discrimination, you know, gender discrimination, whatever other way you get hated on. Like, there's so many things, right? But if you cannot convey yourself in that manner, you cannot say, okay, great that, you know, you got, there's like things that you want to solve. However, there has to be a way to build urgency. And the way to build urgency is through creating a powerful, being powerful in your presence, in your statements, in the way you talk. And sometimes I think in spirituality, we think like, okay, since we're spiritual, how do we convey power? Because the problem with power, I think, is that it's masculine, you know? And spirituality to me is like a yin and a yang, right? Like it's like a thing where once it's like a place where a balance of spirituality, masculinity and femininity, if you can figure out how to do both, then that would be, to me, really harmonious for you. But a lot of people lean more on one and then, you know, like literally only do spirituality with no masculine energy. And masculine energy to me is like the action part. And then some people don't even do any action or maybe are lacking the masculine part. So, you know, I think a lot of times we get concerned with looking away. And I think that is where people don't assert their services powerfully enough because they are so worried about how they are being perceived. And that is where I think people get stuck in being selfish. Selfishness plagues our businesses, I think. Because once you let go of the selfishness, once you're able to see, like, okay, I have a really big mission. Like, I have a really big mission here. And my mission is to help corporate America, for example, in this case. My mission is to help corporate America heal their team, their employee, and essentially becoming better people, better parents, better moms and dads when we get off work, right? We're not lashing out at our children. We're not lashing out at our spouses because of our unhappiness at work, you know? And there's a moment in time where I think we have to really understand the mission at hand and not worry so much about us. Like, let go the vision of, well, what do I look like? Am I being too pushy? Like, fuck being pushy. If you're being pushy and you actually help people, you fucking met your fucking goal, your purpose, the reason why you're even on this planet. So if maybe being pushy is important to do, you should probably master that. And letting go the fear of embarrassment, the fear of, I don't know what else you feel, like the insecurity, the being rejected, you know. All right, that is it for me today, you guys. I have to drive and I feel like I need two hands for this. Have a great day and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.